The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the chief priests and the elders of the people, "Hear another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard, put a hedge around it, dug a wine press in it, and built a tower. Then he leased it to tenants and went on a journey. When vintage time drew near, he sent his servants to the tenants to obtain his produce. But the tenants seized the servants, and one they beat, another they killed, and a third they stoned. Again he sent other servants, more numerous than the first ones, but they treated them in the same way. Finally he sent his son to them, thinking, 'They will respect my son.' But when the tenants saw the son, they said to one another, 'This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and acquire his inheritance.' They seized him, threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. What will the owner of the vineyard do to those tenants when he comes?" They answered him, "He will put those wretched men to a wretched death and lease his vineyard to other tenants who will give him the produce at the proper times." Jesus said to them, "Did you never read in the scriptures, 'The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done, and it is wonderful in our eyes.' Therefore I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people that will produce its fruit." When the chief priests and the Pharisees heard his parables, they knew that he was speaking about them. And although they were attempting to arrest him, they feared the crowds, for they regarded him as a prophet. The Gospel of the Lord. God had entrusted everything he created to a special people, and that people rejected his ways. And so Jesus came to call people to his vineyard so that they could produce fruit. My friends, those people are us. That's us. And what is the fruit that we are meant to cultivate in the world? We see it all in Jesus. It's a life of love and peace and joy, patience, kindness, gentleness, generosity, faithfulness, and self-control. It's the fruit of the Spirit. That's the life that Jesus has come to give us. That's the life he calls us to. And today, as we come forward, whether it be for a blessing to receive Jesus into our hearts, or we come forward to receive the seed of eternal life, we want to make sure also that that seed comes to full fruition for the rest of our day. Again, listen to that list, and let's make sure that we commit ourselves to this life that Jesus is giving us here in the Mass. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, generosity, faithfulness, and self-control.